This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us from delivering powerful, meaningful and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
And you're listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass.
And Tass is in the studio.
I know, I'm loving it, Macca. I'm loving being out of home.
He's been let out, Justine. Justine Della Riva from the project. He's been let out, Justine.
Watch out.
Good morning, Justine.
Good morning, Macca, and thanks for having me on. I did want to start first by thanking you both and the team at Joy for staying on air and staying either on air from home or at the studio. And I just want to reiterate what Macca said. Joy is so important to our community and especially at this time. Because you are a trusted voice for us. So I just wanted to get that in and say that first off.
Well, that's fantastic to hear from you, Justine. Thank you. That's lovely words.
No, you're welcome. And I'll be subscribing again.
Excellent.
Fantastic.
Excellent. We love and encourage that. All your friends to do so as well.
I will.
Now, Justine, we want to catch up on what's happening with the Pride Centre. I did see in my social media feed there's an event coming up this week. Can you tell us all about those?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to. So the event that we're doing on Tuesday is a virtual event. It's called A Topping Out. So we've been really fortunate at this time that the building and the construction has been able to continue. Of course, under really strict physical distancing and control guidelines. So as a result of that, we've come to a really important milestone in the build, and that's called the topping out, and that's when the building reaches its highest point and that the structural phase of construction is completed. So we feel it's a really important milestone to mark, and we want to mark it with community in, the best way we can. And so what we've decided to do is to deliver the ceremony via a webinar and stream that live to our Facebook page. And we've invited some of our key, stakeholders and supporters in the Minister for Equality, Martin Foley, as well as the Mayor of the City of Port Phillip, Bernadine Boss, and Commissioner Ro Allen to join us. But they'll be joining us via the webinar platform from their location. And part of the ceremony is to place a tree on the top of the building. And that's done to sort of appease the tree gods that have been displaced because the building has been, has been put in their place. And we'll be putting an Indigenous red flowering gum along with a coastal banksia that's Indigenous to the Port Phillip area. And, we wanted, I suppose, to share this with community. We wanted to share that, there is a positive, there's positive things still happening. We're still moving forward, and you know, by the end of the year, there will be a Pride Centre and we'll all be there together to celebrate.
Wonderful, wonderful news, Justine, wonderful news. I'm just going to put you on notice and say next time we have you in the studio or on air, could you talk to us a bit more about these tree gods? I've never heard of them, so perhaps do a bit of research and find out a bit more about it, and we can have a conversation about that at a future point. Now, in other news, I hear that there's some street art taking place around the Pride Centre or on the Pride Centre. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, there is actually. So a colleague of yours gave us a call during the week about being able to utilise some of the hoardings around the building.
And who's the colleague?
I think it was David Hunt.
Yes, it is, indeed.
Oh, Sunday Arts and, Program.
Yeah, and David, of course, is, as you know, is a local to St Kilda, and so often sharing some of the photos of the build on his Facebook page. And so as part of Radiothon, David gave us a call about being able to do some street art on the hoardings of the Pride Centre and be able to take photos of that and share that through social media. And also I believe that the photos of the artwork will be able to be purchased to raise funds for Radiothon. So I believe that David and the street artists are down there today and tomorrow doing a joy-themed piece of street art, and we're very thrilled to be able to support and help Joy at this time through the Radiothon, and also to acknowledge that Joy will be one of the tenants in the Pride Centre when we're open.
Now, are there any more tenancies available, Justine?
Are you full yet?
Are you full? I know
that. Well, are we full? That's a very good question. And we are getting very close to being full. So as you might have seen earlier this week, we were very excited to be able to announce that the Australian Lesbian and Gay Archives have signed their letter of offer and will be located on the mezzanine floor of the Pride Centre. So they'll have about 160 square metres, and we're really hoping that, part of having the archives there will be that we'll work together for them to activate other spaces within the centre with the pieces from the archives. So that means the mezzanine is full. The first floor is almost full. We've got, one spot left, which is for the Australian GLBTIQ Multicultural Council. And I hope to be able to, announce that negotiations with them are close to closing soon. So level one's done. Level two, as people may know, is where Star Health will be located. And on level three, in the very near future, I'll be able to announce another tenant on level three, bringing pretty much the entire building to having tenants across the three levels. So,
Justine, that's wonderful news. You've now got contracts with all the major community organisations, all signed up, locked in, ready to go. That's fantastic news.
Yeah, thank you, Taz. We feel really fortunate, and it's been a fantastic experience collaborating and negotiating with the different organisations, each of which, will bring their own particular, brand and support and service to the community, and to have them all in one place is just fantastic.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
I just want to acknowledge quickly, if I can, sorry, Justine, we've got just three recent donations in the last few minutes.
We certainly have, Macca.
Philip from Nidri.
We've done, Philip.
Yeah, well done, Philip. $26. And Michael from Carlton, $25. Thank you, Michael.
And Elizabeth from Richmond.
Great. $25. And, of course, they all go into the daily draw for a prize.
Yes. Great. What's today's prize, Macca?
Oh, I don't know, a cup of coffee with me, but...
I reckon a coffee with Justine would be worth it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
or a They could have a tour of the Pride Centre.
Yeah.
Ah, that'd be a great prize. A private tour of the Pride Centre.
Yes.
Are you offering that?
I certainly am.
There we go. That's a prize. So anybody who would like a private tour of the Pride Centre, you need to make a donation or renew a membership or take out a membership from today.
And we'll draw it out of today's members. So, yeah. Now, Justine, we're running on a little bit out of time again. I just wanted, so we've got the tendencies are going well. We've got the artwork, we've got the topping off. How's the move? Joy is due to move in around October. How are we progressing?
Yeah.
I mean, we don't mind a lag of a few weeks, but a month or so. How are we progressing with getting to that?
Yeah, we're still on schedule for practical completion end of September. As you could imagine, no industry has been, immune to the impact of COVID-19. But as I mentioned earlier, the team at Hanson Young can, I've done a number of things to protect the safety and health and well-being of the workers. Some of those strategies and things that they've had to implement has had a bit of an impact in terms of, productivity. Things like staggered meal breaks or, starting at different times and less people on site. But because we were a little bit forward in the schedule before COVID-19 started to have those impacts, we're still, fortunately on schedule for that practical completion.
Right.
We're talking to the builders every day, and getting updates. And so if at any stage we feel that there will be a little bit of a lag, then, we'll be talking to the tenants and the stakeholders.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. It's great to hear that the project's on schedule. I'm so looking forward to having the VPC or the Victorian Pride Centre completed and in my neighbourhood, which should be wonderful.
Yes.
I'll be able to jump on my bike and just cycle around the corner.
No, it'd be great. Come and have a coffee.
I'm looking forward to that, and I'm certainly looking forward to being in the draw to win this prize for a private tour. With you, Justine, that'd be great fun.
Yes. Well, me and the project manager.
Justine Delariva, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Justine's welcome.
The chief executive of the Victorian Pride Centre, has been pretty much looking after this project with a great team of volunteers and supporters around her over the last 6-12 months.
Yeah.
I just want to say a couple of things. Did you know that less than 1% of our listeners actually support this organisation financially?
I know.
That's less than nearly 590,000 people. Now, if we had 2%, that would probably actually just make such a difference, wouldn't it, Macca?
It would make a huge difference, and the reality is we need that support. People renewing their memberships and subscribing and donating, that is what keeps Joy on air.
And it costs almost $3,000 a day to keep Joy running.
It
does. Almost $3,000 a day.
It's $1 million.
Or $120 an hour, Macca.
Yeah.
Or $2
a minute.
$2 a minute. So, every donation, $2 or more, is tax deductible.
3.1 cents a second.
There you go.
Thereabouts.
3.1. Your support is so very important to Joy at the moment, and it's very easy to do. Just jump online at joy.org.au and either become a member or set up a monthly subscription or make a donation.
Yep. Now, really important, I want to thank those people who have donated this morning and joined up. And I say to everyone who listens, just think for a moment, what would happen if you turned on your radio, you turned on your iPhone, you turned on your laptop, and you're at Joy 94.9, and all you got was this? Nothing.
That'd be really dull, Macca.
Just imagine that. So please, whatever you can afford, however you can, support Joy during Radiothon. I'm not begging, I'm asking, appealing to you all, keep us on air, keep independent media on air, and keep Macca off the streets.
Keep independent voices on air. Support Joy Radiothon 2020. We are you. Donate, subscribe, join up at joy.org.au.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.